Welcome to Cisco on Cisco Case Studies, a series in which we cover what Cisco IT has learned from some of its key internal solution deployments. In the next 3 minutes, you'll hear how Cisco designed an innovative approach to collaborative workspaces in its global enterprise. And now, welcome inside Cisco IT. Employees' work habits are changing. To keep them productive and lower your costs, it may be time to design a more collaborative workplace, as Cisco did. The traditional office design that dominates at most companies today dates back to the 1960s and typically consists of drab rows of identical cubicles and offices for managers and executives. But with the advent of new technologies, coupled with employees' changing work habits, office environments are ready for a new kind of workplace. Emerging trends, such as greater employee mobility, motivated Cisco to rethink its approach to workplace design. In addition, most workers today have a growing need to collaborate with their colleagues, who may be located anywhere in the world. Workers want more flexibility and choices in how they work. Cisco's Workplace Resources Group chose an innovative new approach. It designed a workspace based on the needs of individuals, giving all employees a broad choice of workspaces and technology tools to do their jobs. The project team launched a proof-of-concept project called the Cisco Connected Workplace. The goal was to address the different needs of the four types of workers at Cisco: engineering, sales, call center, and general administration. The team set out to prove that this new approach could achieve measurable business benefits, such as boosting productivity, raising employee satisfaction, and lowering real estate costs per person. The new approach also helps minimize wasted space, like vacant cubicles and offices when employees leave their seats to move about and meet and collaborate with each other. A university theme defines the connected workplace. The floor plan includes plenty of open spaces where employees can meet informally, common areas for breaks, and small enclosed rooms for private conversations. Notably lacking in this new design are high walls, so natural light streams into the workspaces. Widespread access to wireless LAN and IP telephony encourages employees to move freely to the location that best suits their needs. The Cisco Connected Workplace provides an office environment as flexible as its workforce, netting a wealth of measurable benefits. 140 employees now work comfortably where 88 would work in a traditional workplace design. By accommodating more people in the same amount of space, the design lowered real estate rent costs by 37% per person and construction costs by 42% per person. Extensive use of wireless connections cut the number of wired IP cables for each workspace by 60%. Spending less on switches and switch ports reduced the number of switch ports by 40%. The design gives employees a sense of freedom to work in the style and location that's most conducive to their success, while giving IT the flexibility to modify the setup as needed. For example, when employees began to convene in a favorite sunny spot near the windows, Cisco IT supported the increase in laptops there by adding an extra wireless access point. The Cisco Connected Workplace operates on the theory that a comfortable, collaborative employee is a productive employee, and so far, results support that theory. After the first few months, 74% of the employees surveyed reported that they were satisfied or extremely satisfied with the workspace. 76% reported that their individual productivity was the same or better. 74% reported that their group productivity was the same or better. Thank you for listening. You can find more information about the Cisco Connected Workplace and many other Cisco IT case studies at www.cisco.com/go/CiscoIT.